From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. It is the final jobs report of the Obama White House, and it was a mixed bag. On the one hand, the U.S. gained fewer jobs than expected. 156,000 jobs were added in the U.S. Economists were expecting 20,000 to 30,000 more jobs than that. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.7% from 4.6% last month. And on the other hand, wages shot up in December, 2.9% over the past year. We haven't seen yearly wage growth like that since 2009. We have Jay Bryson joining us to talk about it. He's managing director and global economist at Wells Fargo Securities. Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Sabri.
So this is a miss, but not a huge miss. What are you seeing? Where are you seeing gains?
Well, so most of the gains here, as usual, are in the service sector. You know, of the 156,000 jobs that were created in November, most of that, 130-some thousand, was in the service sector. One notable thing, though, is manufacturing actually added 17,000. That's the first add in, you know, since the fall. And that's consistent with some other numbers that we have seen recently suggesting that the factory sector may be starting to strengthen again.
Now, one of the areas we are seeing strength in over the year, at least, is wages. Average hourly earnings rose by 2.9%. What is that telling you?
Yeah, what this is an indicator of is that the labor market is tightening. You know, you had mentioned earlier that the unemployment rate had ticked up, but, you know, that'll jump around a lot. It has been trending down, will continue to trend down. We're just having fewer and fewer workers out there. And so what's happening is wages are starting to accelerate right now. You know, businesses have to pay more for workers, and that will eventually start to feed into some higher inflation as you go forward.
All right, Jay Bryson, Managing Director and Global Economist at Wells Fargo Securities. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is the final jobs report of the Obama White House, and it was a bit of a mixed bag. On the one hand, the U.S. gained fewer jobs than expected. 156,000 jobs were added in the U.S., 20,000 to 30,000 less than economists expected. The unemployment rate ticked up a smidge from 4.7% from 4.6% last month. On the other hand, wages shot up in December, 2.9% over the past year. We haven't seen yearly wage growth like that since 2009. Christopher Lowe joins us to talk about it. He is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, why do you suppose this jobs report was a bit lower than expectations?
Well, the reason December was on the soft side is that retailers and package delivery companies added their seasonal help early this year. So if you look all the way back in September, there was a bigger than normal rise in temp hiring. And now in December, a weaker than normal rise.
One of the bright spots, I think a very bright spot in this jobs report, is the rise in hourly pay.
Absolutely. A 0.4% increase in the month of December to $26 an hour. That lifts the year-on-year rate of wage growth to 2.9%, which is finally comfortably higher than the rate of inflation.
The Fed is no doubt going to be all over this data. What are you hearing from Fed watchers?
This morning, Loretta Mester, who's the president of the Cleveland Fed and known to be particularly nervous about inflation, said she's not worried. She saw this as a decent jobs report consistent with inflation. You know, to me, it sounds like the Fed is very comfortable with this wage growth, which honestly it should be. With wage growth at about 3%, that is a level consistent in the past with inflation.
You know, we went and dug up an old jobs report, the first Obama administration jobs report from January 2009. The numbers were negative 598,000 jobs and a rise in the unemployment rate to 7.6%. Of course, it would go on, eventually reach 10. Here we are, 8 years later.
It is a remarkable turnaround. And wage growth at that time was 2.9% as well. But of course, it was slowing rapidly. And within a few months would be negative, the result of, you know, suddenly this big glut of unemployed. In the 8 years that President Obama's been in office, those people have been put down back to work, and the unemployment rate is back below 5%, which is the kind of conditions you need to start to see people getting decent raises again.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
It is the final jobs report of the Obama White House, and it was a bit of a mixed bag. On the one hand, the U.S. gained fewer jobs than expected. 156,000 jobs were added in the U.S., 20,000 to 30,000 less than economists had thought. The unemployment rate ticked up a smidge to 4.7% from 4.6% last month. On the other hand, wages shot up in December, 2.9% over the past year. We haven't seen yearly wage growth like that since 2009. Jason Furman is chair of the President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. He joins us now. Mr. Furman, what is the big takeaway from this report?
First of all, I hope you'd forgive me for not focusing just on the 1 month of December 2016. I've been here with President Obama for all 8 years, and to watch the economy add jobs for 75 straight months is completely thrilling. The unemployment rate coming down to 4.7, less than half of what it was at its peak, and then perhaps most importantly, 2.9% in 2016 is the fastest wage gains that we've seen since the financial crisis.
You know, we did go and dig up some old jobs report numbers. We looked at January 2009, President Obama's first jobs report, and the numbers were negative 598,000 jobs. Unemployment rate was rising sharply to 7.6%. It would, of course, go to 10. And here we are 8 years later. What do you see as Obama's economic legacy?
In terms of cyclical, he prevented a second Great Depression and put the economy back to pretty much very close to full employment. I think maybe there's a little bit more room. Then there's a set of structural problems this economy has had, the most important of which is that wage growth has been subpar for decades, that inequality is too high, and we've made progress on that.
Yeah, one problem with a tightening labor market that might add on to those is that it can become harder to find workers, especially higher skilled workers, to fill the jobs we need. How do you address the problems of a tight labor market if that is what we're going to be facing?
Look, that's a problem I would love us to have. And the labor market is tightening, and that's why you're getting the types of wage gains that we're getting, and I think we could see wage growth increase even more next year as this continues to matter. But you know, one thing, when the economy tightens, it brings people back in, and that's what you see. If you adjust for age, the labor force participation rate has been rising for the last 2 years, and that's because we're bringing people back in who want to work in the economy that we have today.
Jason Furman, chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.